This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay, where we talk to successful business leaders and discuss various challenges businesses face and also possible solution. I'm your host, Ajay Sani, and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. It is a boutique-style local payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activity from the business owners and are also helping qualified businesses get ERC, Employee Retention Credit. For details, please call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020. So usually I have one guest in the studio, and I guess more the better, and today I have two. So I'm very excited to introduce Taylor Matthews, CEO and co-founder of Farther. He leads the executive team and shapes the overarching strategy for the firm. Prior to founding Farther, Taylor was a member of the leadership team at Forest All, where he helped build a fintech retirement advisory firm from $25 million in assets under management to just under $1 billion in his 2 years there. Taylor previously co-founded Smart, a social enterprise distributing tech for development products in India, and was an investment banker and management consultant in his early career. He has an MBA degree from MIT Sloan and also degrees in philosophy and political science from Yale. Taylor lives in San Francisco with his wife, three children, and a very excitable dog. So also with me is Parker, who is VP and Wealth Advisor at Farther, and he is a chartered retirement plans specialist who designs custom retirement and comprehensive financial plans for business owners and high net worth individuals. He enjoys providing objective, comprehensive financial planning, investment, and retirement plan solutions that enable his clients to achieve their long-term financial goals. He's a former ski instructor for Vail Resorts, and Parker has a passion for skiing and loves spending time in the mountains. And he lives in Morago, CA with his wife. So good afternoon. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. And thanks so much for having us here.
Yeah, great, AJ. Really excited to be here, and thank you for having us.
Yeah, so my pleasure. So let's start with, what is Farther and what kind of clients do you work with?
Yeah, sure. I'll take that one. So Farther is a new type of financial institution. You can think about us as taking a kind of traditional world of wealth management and adding a whole bunch of technology to it to empower advisors and deliver a better client experience. We're also different in the sense that we're backed by venture capital firms, which is, you know, a little bit strange for the industry, but that allows us to run a whole lot faster. We cater to high net worth professionals and entrepreneurs, and well, we have a whole range of clients of different demographics, from 19-year-old YouTubers all the way up to 80-year-old retirees. So, but there's probably a home for a bunch of folks on this channel there. I'll let Parker talk a little bit about some of the clients he likes to serve, but each one of our advisors has their own niche.
Yeah, nice. Great. So yeah, AJ, each advisor at Farther, there's probably about 30 of us now, has their own specific niche. And really one of the aspects that I most enjoy about being a financial advisor is really being able to work with a diverse range of clients, as Taylor alluded to, who are all at different phases of their career. Personally, my client base encompasses, pre and post retirees, tech executives with equity compensation, medical professionals, and then large to small business owners.
Pretty cool. So is Farther a fiduciary? And what are your assets under management, and who do you custody with?
Yeah, all great questions, AJ. Yes, Farther is a registered investment advisor, or RIA, as we say in industry jargon. And we do not sell any products or charge a commission. You know, as a registered investment advisor, we charge a flat fee to our clients based on assets under management. And in addition to investment management, we work with our clients on a comprehensive financial planning basis.
Yeah. As far as assets under management, we passed $500 million in assets, I think, in December, which is about 10 times where we were the same time last year. So wow. We're definitely seeing some really fantastic growth. And I think that speaks to the great service that we provide to our clients. As far as where we custody, we work with really great financial institutions that you probably heard of, like Fidelity and Schwab and Pershing and Apex Clearing, to deliver that service to our clients, and also make sure that everybody is super comfortable with where their assets are actually being held. For the corporate retirement planning side of things, we work with similar sorts of names, Empower, Vanguard, Fidelity, and folks like that, again, to deliver a really fantastic service to our clients. So we're happy to meet them where they are.
Very good. What we are seeing now, there are quite a few mandates coming around. Like, for example, in June 30, 2022, California state started requiring employers with 5 or more employees to offer a retirement plan. And I heard that Oregon is starting in March, but just even if you have one employee, you have to have a retirement plan in place. So it's no longer a choice for business owners in quite a few states. And if they don't comply and enroll in any retirement plan, what are the repercussions?
Yeah, no, that's a great point, AJ. So actually, more and more states, I think we will be seeing this, as you mentioned, Oregon, California was kind of on the leading edge of this. More and more states are going to have these mandated plans, I think, in the next couple of years. But with California specifically, and regarding the CalSAVERS, businesses could face up to fines up to $750 per employee. And also, last summer, Gavin Newsom put an add-on provision that by December 31st, 2025, any eligible employers with one or more eligible employees that don't provide a corporate retirement savings plan will have to comply with the CalSAVERS requirements.
So CalSAVERS becomes the default choice if a business owner doesn't pick any plan. So is it the best option for employers because it is free to enroll? Or what are the potential challenges a business owner may face if that business owner decides, okay, I'll just go with CalSAVERS?
Yeah, I guess the short story is it's probably not the best choice, but any plan is probably better than nothing for most employees. I think there's some really interesting aspects of CalSAVERS. First off, it's a Roth IRA. So at the end of the day, it actually is somewhat restrictive from an income perspective. If you have employees that make more than a certain amount, they won't be able to contribute. It's also, it doesn't allow for pre-tax contributions like most normal 401k plans allow for. And the maximum amount that you can contribute to that plan is different and lower than what a traditional 401k plan would be, all of which create restrictions that I think are challenging for employees. And if you've been used to saving in an IRA separately, well, it counts against that same number, so that creates a challenge for the big savers out there,
right?
Or at least it doesn't provide an extra option for them. I guess a last point to make is it doesn't fall under the same regulatory requirements as a traditional 401k plan, which include a lot of protections for both employers and employees who adhere to those rules. So at the end of the day, it's different. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily worse, but you're probably missing out on some things if you're just using the CalSAVERS plan.
Yeah. And just to add on to what Taylor said. So for me, it's really three main areas. So potentially higher fees for the employees, for the business owners and employees, more limited investment options, and then also the administrative burden. So, CalSAVERS offers a very limited scope of investments, which really may not be appropriate for all of the employees and participants. Plans offered from myself and Farther really offer a much broader range of investment options and often additional resources such as managed accounts and personalized advice from advisors such as myself. And then AJ, the administrative burden for the business owner. With CalSAVERS, the employer has to process payroll contributions. The employer has to update contribution rates and add new employees as they come in and out of the plan or leave the company.
Yeah.
So if you work with Farther and myself, we really handle all these administrative aspects as the quarterback for the plan, really coordinating between the business owner, the third-party administrator, as well as the record keeper.
Yeah, and I think even the CalSAVERS doesn't allow the employer to contribute, right?
Yes.
So it's like all employees only.
Precisely.
That's right. So one of the really amazing parts about a traditional 401k plan is that employers can contribute. And there are many reasons why you as an employer might want to contribute. You might think of it as a retention device, or maybe it's a way to reward employees, especially if there's a profit sharing component attached to it. Or maybe you just want to make a higher amount available for employees to contribute to the plan and open up that after-tax contribution element of a plan to them. But whatever it happens to be, you have more options in a 401k plan than you will with an RIA.
You're right. Very good. And also, when we talk about 401k plans, there are so many options out there available for a business owner to go and talk to. But how does a business owner decides like, okay, I should pick this company for that is good for me and my employees?
Yeah, no, another great question, AJ. So the process at Farther really starts with a brief introductory meeting with myself, usually via Zoom or on the phone call. And often at this point, I will introduce a third-party administrator, a TPA, which you can think of as the compliance administrator for the plan. So the TPA is critical in plan design as well as administration, as I mentioned, from a compliance perspective. And from there, we can really get basic info from the business owner, the company census, some other documents that we need to incorporate to create the plan design for a structure of the starting of the corporate retirement plan.
Yeah. So when you talk about plan design, so at the end of the day, what this actually looks like under the hood is this massive document. It's like 50 pages long. And with that, what I think Parker is describing is the process for making all of the choices on that massive document. You know, some providers that you might go to, they pre-make a lot of those decisions for you. In other places, you might want to have a little bit more customization. And that's one of the things that we help talk through with the business owners that we work with, is exactly what level of customization do they want? How precisely do they want the plan to be run? What their philosophy is in terms of rewarding employees and you know, utilizing the plan for retention and other elements. So it's a pretty intimate conversation. And it's going to be different employer by employer.
Right. So from an employer point of view, I guess it's a case of having conversations with the companies like you and see where their values align and where they feel connected that, okay, this particular company is able to cater to, customize, or sort of help me out what vision I have for my retirement plan. That's the kind of way a business owner needs to look at.
Yeah, that's right. And you can also, you know, different businesses have different goals, right? You know, some business owners are very focused on delivering the best possible options for their employees and making it so that they're really helping them protect their own their employees' retirements. In other cases, maybe the business is really closely held. And 401ks can be a really effective way of directing more into tax advantage savings accounts for the business owner. Those different elements will come into play and we'll tease them out in the conversations that we have with our clients.
Cool. So what I'm hearing is that Farther like provides like customized solution. What you would like to say besides that also, like what are some of the benefits a business would have when they enroll in a corporate plan with you?
Yeah. So just to, you know, stop, we've kind of listed a handful already, but like, I think number one, it's a fantastic way to retain employees. I think in a really competitive talent market, if you don't have one, it's probably a real risk to you. So, you know, employee retention, rewarding employees, helping your employees be economically safe, like to feel safe, I think is also a really important aspect of it. And then at the end of the day, what you end up with is a way to utilize a fantastic account to help you save for retirement and to not have to pay taxes on, say, capital gains, dividend, and interest income in those accounts, which is those advantages add up to quite a bit over time. And I think we should definitely highlight how effective that can be, especially in the long run.
Yeah, and then just to add on a couple of items to what Taylor said. So certainly for the employees, a big topic right now in the HR industry is financial wellness. So as the advisor, Farther and myself, you know, we provide financial wellness and continuing education for the employees. There's also tax credits for the business owner and for the business, as well as administrative support. And so the tax credits that I mentioned, they can be achieved through the SECURE Act, and they're for qualified startup costs. And these can total, AJ, up to $5,500 per year, up to $16,500 for the first 3 years. In addition to that, if you set up automatic enrollment, there's a $500 tax credit that can also be applied. And then as mentioned earlier, support. So the administrative burden and issues that the business owner has to take that's something that we take as the advisor. So as the 401k provider, Farther provides a great degree of support, educational resources on a wide range of topics. Plus, we can also provide an integrated view of the business owner's employees' outside assets. So really, they can see their full financial picture and track their progress towards their savings goals. And just the last issue, much broader investment options, guidance, and choice. With CalSavers, I think you're limited to 4 funds, and they're not particularly great.
Good, because managing a 401k plan or like CalSavers on your own, like as a business owner, probably you don't want to do that. You would like to focus on what you love most, you know, providing the products or services, whatever your business is, focus on that rather than start looking into a sort of administrative part of a retirement plan.
Yeah. And what's really wild about this is something that I don't think a lot of business owners know about, but when you sponsor a 401k plan, typically you're taking on personal liability for the compliance of that plan. So if the plan falls out of compliance, that's a real risk to you as an individual and not just as a company. So that's also something that we help employers navigate is, you know, to what degree are they comfortable with that level of liability?
Right. So talking about that, like some employers are worried that it may be a huge financial burden, not only in terms of sort of the management, but also if they are supposed to contribute or like, you know, extra work involved. So can a plan be created that is not only cost effective for the employer, but still adds some good amount of value? Like, and you mentioned, like, you know, earlier you were saying, for example, the retention. I think that's a good area, right? Because then employer, rather than looking at from a point of view that, okay, there's a cost to me in terms of time or any effort that I need to spend on, instead of that, I can, as a business owner, I can look into it. Like, hey, I'm offering this plan so I can attract more employees, right?
That's exactly right. And I think it's really natural to think about a 401k as a cost center. That's the first thing that I think a business owner, you know, jumps into their mind. It doesn't have to be. You can structure plans in a way that allows you, the business owner, to pass on those fees to anybody who participates in the plan so that minimizes the impact to the business owner's bottom line and allows everybody to be equally treated in the plan, whether you're the business owner or a line employee. But you, the business owner, don't have to choose between offering the plan and not offering the plan. It puts, again, the option to the employee or you, the business owner, to participate. So that's, to put it another way, you don't have to pay the fees yourself or as your business, but you can choose to. And that becomes an extra benefit to employees when you do opt to take on some of that financial burden. It's really up to the business owner, and it's a conversation you should probably have rather than just a financial burden you must take on.
Right.
Yeah, and there are several low-cost and low-maintenance retirement plan alternatives offered by Farther, really that are specifically designed to create a comfortable retirement for employees with a minimum amount of employer involvement. And, you know, as I alluded to earlier, AJ, coupled with tax credits, a custom corporate retirement plan offers a much more customized solution that benefits employers and employees alike versus CalSavers.
Good. So it's kind of, rather than seeing it as a pain, they can see it as a good tool to attract employees.
Right? Think about your own personal retirement. This is an extension of it. It's something that you're making available in the same way that you ideally would want to save yourself in a tax advantage vehicle. You can make that available to the employees that you depend on and that who depend on you as well. I think that's a really powerful thing to be able to do. And it's also maybe a good thing to revisit every once in a while. Maybe you already have a 401k plan at your company. When was the last time you took a look at it? Quite frankly, the average fees for retirement plans are way higher than they need to be because companies set them and forget them.
Right.
It's something that you really want to revisit every couple years as well to make sure that you're continuing to get the best options available for your employees and also to, you know, maybe relook at decisions that you made when you were at a very different place in your business's life cycle. So I definitely encourage anybody to take a look again and again at their plans and make sure that they're continuing to offer the best.
Yeah, working with us, that's one of the benefits of working with myself and Farther, mm-hmm. is generally once a year we'll do a review of any kind of plans and see, does it make sense to add profit sharing now? Or do we need to change some of the provisions within the plan? So it's constantly looking at it to make sure that it's the best solution for where the company's currently at. And as Taylor mentioned, that's constantly changing. So having someone like myself and Farther to be able to look at that is a great value add.
Awesome. Now, 2022 was certainly one of the worst years for investors in recent memory. So what are your thoughts on the current economy and outlook going into 2023 and beyond?
Sure. I'll try and take that one. Look, nobody has a crystal ball, right?
Right.
But you're right. 2022 was pretty rough. We saw the stock market drop. We saw the bond market drop. I think if I remember right, the bond market had its worst year ever, which is kind of, that's something that we all just lived through. It's pretty wild. It's a challenging time. And I think everybody's looking to the Fed to see, how high will rates go. We're looking at the inflation metrics to see, is inflation being tamed, which is a good, a good sign for where the Fed will end up. All of that is deeply correlated with when markets will rebound. And then, of course, we have the effects on the actual economy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's hoping for a soft landing. I think there's... it seems to be more likely now than it was before, but nobody knows, and we may end up in a recession, and that's worrisome. Mm-hmm. You're probably seeing all of the layoffs that are happening at big tech companies and
yeah.
everywhere else.
Yeah, Google seemingly just laid off a bunch of people this
mm-hmm.
week. And-
That's worrisome not only for the economy as a whole, but of course for those individuals too. So, my personal impression is that we're probably going to get. I think there will probably be a couple more months of pain, and I wouldn't expect too much difference from where we are now, at least in the first quarter. But as a lot of those elements, a potential recession, where the Fed is going to end up, inflation, as we develop more clarity around them, I think the more comfort that we have of wherever they are will provide the market a lot more opportunity to rebound.
Yeah. And I also just wanted to mention that, mm-hmm. Farther's investment committee actually just published a couple of pieces, the first looking back at 2022 overall. And then another looking forward to 2023. And these can be accessed on our website, Farther, FARTHER.com. And I'd also be happy to send them to any of your listeners that are interested. And, as Taylor mentioned, 2022 was the worst year, I think, in history that for bonds, for fixed income. 2023 looks to be the year that bonds will be back in fashion, actually, with investors. After years of low yields, followed by a brutal drop in prices mm-hmm. in 2022, returns in the fixed income markets really appear poised to rebound. So, we see opportunities in 2023 for the fixed income market to provide attractive yields, at lower risk than we've seen for the last several years. And then not to forget equities, with equities, we see opportunities in quality companies and value stocks. There's been a big shift in that value, mm-hmm. value equities coming back into favor. As we know, they tend to outperform during periods of rising rates in a falling market. Last year, tech really took a beating. As we're seeing with all of these layoffs, Google, Oracle, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that software will bounce back, once rate hikes have subsided. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was down more than 30% from its 52-week high. And its most significant companies, such as Apple and Microsoft, have really fallen well below their high watermark. But, these kind of declines actually provide great opportunities and buying opportunities moving forward. There's also opportunities in small cap and mid-sized companies that we feel could lead to outsized returns in 2023.
Maybe more important than anything, this is not investment advice over the radio. idea is, I think it's a good opportunity to take a step back, look at your portfolio, look and see how things have done, and then think about how you're positioned now and are you happy with it? We always like to say, it's more about time in the market than timing the market. But that also doesn't excuse you from thinking about rebalancing your portfolio or changing the allocation to, you know, between fixed income and equity. I think that's a great thing to talk about with a financial advisor and maybe even want it farther.
Yeah, makes sense. So now I'm coming to like my favorite question that I always try to ask when my guests come, that let's share the key to success. So if you both have to talk to a business owner who's looking for some advice, and this could be anything, not necessarily related to a retirement plan, what would you say to a business owner?
Oh, I guess the best piece of advice I could offer is just listen. I think one of the things that we try and embed in our company and do on a regular basis is survey our clients, understand where they're what their pain points are, where they what they like, what they'd like to see improved, and if you listen and respond, you continue to make your service better and better and better, and over time that positions you really well for a great deal of success. So I would say listening.
Yeah, isn't it like it said that we have one mouth and two ears? So yeah, very good.
Yeah, no, I would just say, as Taylor mentioned, being a financial advisor, really just trying to find out what the pain points are for my specific client base, what their needs are, and making sure that they have all the services and risk allocation. And then I can give feedback too about our proprietary platform from my clients to Farther, so that we're continually improving the platform, which is one of the great things I love about working at Farther. We're continually improving the proprietary platform that we have based off the client's needs and the advisor's needs. And then we have a great team of engineers that our other founder leads and are really pushing the envelope to deliver the best technology and service to our clients.
Good. So it's, listening, getting feedback, and good communication.
Precisely.
That helps. Awesome. So if any of our listeners want to contact you, what is the best way to reach?
Yes. No, thank you, AJ. And thank you so much for your time today and Taylor as well. But please feel free to reach out to me directly at parker@farther.com. So P-A-R-K-E-R at F-A-R-T-H-E-R.com. Or feel free to check out our website, farther.com, to learn a little bit more about us and how we take our clients farther. From there, feel free to schedule some time on my calendar directly. You know, I'd love to provide any of your listeners with a consultation, free consultation, or just send them some materials that might be helpful to them. So
great. I really appreciate you both coming and spending this half an hour with us. So, I wish you all the best and very happy to hear that you have really grown over the last 12 months. And I wish you all the success.
Thank you so much, AJ. It was a pleasure being here.
Yeah, thank you very much, AJ. Been a pleasure.
So, listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. This show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can find the recording of the show on our website, businessbythebay.live. And you may also contact us and send us an email at info@businessbythebay.live. Take care and have a wonderful weekend.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.